Recently, during my quiet time, I was studying the story of creation, and something got my attention like never before. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, and I'll read briefly from the NLT version, which says, "Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was excellent in every way." This all happened on the sixth day. And the word excellent got my attention. I was like, excellent? Wow. So after God created everything, he looked down and he could say to himself, this is excellent. It's excellent in every way. Then that got me to ask myself a question, like, what do I really know about excellence or excellence? And how has this been a reality in my life? And I got me to actually study further on the word excellent. And I did a little research, and I got a meaning, a dictionary meaning of the word excellence right now, and which means the quality of being outstanding or extremely good. The word extremely good sounds too good to be possible. Like, how can one really be extremely good? I'm not God. If God could do everything perfect, but how could I do everything? How would I be extremely good in everything that I do? But one thing that came to my mind is, excellence is a thing of the mind. I won't even say a thing, it's a power of the mind. A power of the mind that makes you to say, if you have this mindset of excellence, it will guide you in whatever you are doing not to settle for anything below perfect. Now, that does not mean I'm going to start putting myself under undue pressure to say, this has to be perfect, I have to clean, I need to be perfect. But the mindset of excellence, the power of excellence in you would not give you the room to settle for less in life. The power of excellence in you will drive you to always reach out for the best, not anything lower, not for average, but the best always. So, if God says I'm to be like him, if God says I'm to be like him, then I have to strive to be excellent just like the way he is. And excellence is in every aspect of our life. You could have moral excellence, you could have academic excellence, we could have career excellence. In every aspect of my life, I shouldn't settle for less. This is my encouragement to you today. Do not settle for less. If our God could do everything and then look down and say, yes, everything is extremely good, everything is perfect, it was excellent in every way, then I should also strive to be excellent in everything I do, in every aspect of my life. It should be my driving force. It's from the mind. It's my inner force. It should be an inner force that would drive me daily. Today, I do not settle for less. Today, I do not settle for average. Today, I settle for excellence. I hope you've been encouraged today listening to this podcast. My name is Esther Oguntola. Thanks for joining me today on the Prolific Living Podcast. Please join me on the next episode when we'll continue on excellence. God bless you.